It is now time for the November 2018 Station Manager Monthly Report. I am going to go through the different departments at KBOO and share some of the highlights about what our staff and volunteer have been working on in those departments, okay? And I'm going to start with talking about our admin. And we have an admin assistant, and her name is Zale Shadwick. And what she worked on mostly this month is supporting with the FCC form filing. We have a frequency that in the DALs that we rent to All Classical, and they were having an issue with their transmitter there. They decided to refurbish their transmitter, and so they needed to shut down the frequency, which we owned, so we had to inform the FCC. And so the work has been done, and the frequency is now back in use by All Classical, and their transmitter is back on. So we worked on that, and then also Zelle supports our board, so she has created board packets for our new board members, and also updating the board and staff contact sheets since we had elections in September of new board members, but also elections of officers at the last board meetings in September. Next is our archiving department. Marty is our archivist. If you haven't gotten a chance to meet her, she is stellar, and she's cleaned up and moved around the archive room that we have in the back of the building at KBOO. It looks really nice. I have plans on cleaning up the dead storage, which is the next storage area right next to our archiving area, so that Marty actually can have more space for storage of all the archive and can move around a little bit easier. So that's what I'm going to be working on this upcoming weekend, actually. We have received the check from the Oregon Cultural Trust for $18,000. That is a grant that we have received towards our archiving project. We are spending it on our archivist, Marty. And we have been invited to the community archiving workshop of the Association of Moving Image Archivists. And the KBOO Archive actually has been chosen as their feature collection. And so the collection, which is 100 reel-to-reel tapes of our music programs, which will be processed throughout the day at the convention, and members and volunteers will be working on that, and a few of our tapes will actually be digitized on site. You wouldn't have to stay the full day if you are interested in volunteering. That will be on Saturday, December 1st from 10 to 4. And you can contact Marty if you would like to attend. Her email is marty@kboo.org. Next, I'll talk a little bit about our web IT and tech team. We are working on installing a new firewall. So our IT contractor, Frank, is working on that. We are working also on installing the connection from our server to our archiving database. So this is something that our IT contracting team, as well as Darren, who supports with some of our web coding, are working on. And this would be a way to connect the archiving database that Marty is working on to our website, so that all of us can search and look for a lot of the archives that we are making available as we digitize those reels, making them available to the public, but also searchable on the website. So that is part of what our IT team is working on. Also, we finished an assessment with Gazelle Consulting. You might remember that earlier this year, our website got hacked. Out of that hack came a partnership with Gazelle Consulting, who offered their services to help assess all of our assets at KBOO and how we are managing what we have. Christina of Gazelle Consulting will be at the November board meeting sharing the learning with the board and you all, if you decide to attend, about how weak and how strong our systems are at KBOO. Jenka is our web coordinator, and so she's also our social media, new media person, and has been supporting with the Give Guide promotions extensively. We are in the Give Guide, and we are planning quite a few events. So she's been working with her interns, really supporting that. And of course, Jenka also supports our IT contractor. And she will be on sabbatical. Her plans have changed. She will go from March to May, so we are making a plan for that. Next, I will talk about our volunteer department. Ani has been on vacation. She was on vacation till November 5th, but she is away in Mexico until November 25th. The holiday drive planning and preparation, including volunteer recruitment and training, scheduling, all of that is ongoing, as well as working on our beloved Community 2019 initiative. She's been working with myself and Selena and the program operating team and Vo, one of our contractors, to create, well, a new contract that our volunteers will be signing to support with our volunteer culture, and also procedures as to how staff will be working on all of that. And so we are also working on planning monthly sessions for people to practice interrupting oppression, and those will be given twice a month. Finally, we are also recruiting volunteers for the different Give Guide events that we are planning, one at the Jack London on December 2nd and one at Green Hop Dispensary on December 12th. Next, I'll talk about engineering and facilities. Well, we have had two emergency drops this month. On November 12 and November 15, we went off the air. And we have been working on the connections that make that happen, that make the broadcasting happen. And we've had to change a rocket on one of them. We are fixing one of our major link. We're also considering actually investing in buying a new link to have just yet another way of broadcasting, just in case one or more have issues like just last week. Live remote planning for the Give Guide. We are going to have a live remote at the Jack London and also at the Green Hop. We will have another event at the Crush Bar, but we will be recording that. Our engineering crew also supported with the firewall installation. And as far as facilities go, we have an amazing facilities volunteer, Guinevere. Thank you so much. She is repainting, remodeling our bathrooms, and they are going to look fantastic. Also, our HVAC maintenance company has been at the station to do their maintenance every twice a year. They kind of come and check our system. And so we are also scheduling for them to do the same at the tower. As far as programming goes, we have been organizing 50th anniversary special programming, and we've had celebration of different communities and programmers. And next is going to be the 50th anniversary special programming Latinx Pina, and that is on Friday, November 30th. That would be from 7 to midnight, and that is going to be both a live remote, a live event, and an open house. So you are welcome to listen on the air and or come on down to KBOO for the open house. And so the piña concept, a piña is an informal gathering. There is no direct translation of the concept, but the piña is an informal group of people who gather together in villages to celebrate, sing, recite poetry, drink, and eat. This tradition emerged from the Andes and is held throughout the Americas. The programming team also worked on election coverage, which was amazing. Congratulations to Joanne Hardesty. We had a 6-hour special with 2 hours of live reporting and commenting in Spanish and English, which was great. Rachel Hartley is our new evening news and public affairs director. If you haven't introduced yourself, do so. We're working on Thanksgiving special and also a programming all-day special for the war on drug that will happen on December 12th that will end with a live remote at Green Hop Dispensary. Development, Zoe Pilyefas is our interim development director and is doing awesome at planning for the gift guide. We have a Jack London live remote on December 2nd with partnering with Black United Fund from 8 p.m. to midnight. So there will be a band there. And again, you can listen online at KBOO or on the air, or you can come to the Jack London. On December 12th, we will have a special event at the Green Hop. First of all, they will be all day on the air programming about the war on drugs. And then from 7 to 10 p.m., we will be live at the dispensary, and they will give out 10% of their product to anyone who donates to KBOO that day. We're working on the holiday drive, which is December 11th through the 15th. We also are planning a fundraising trip to Cuba, which will be announced soon and will happen November of 2019. We posted the development director position, and the deadline right now is November 25th. We hope to hire someone to start in January. The annual report is out and should arrive, well, is at the printer and should arrive in late November or early December in your mailboxes. I hope you read it and enjoy it. And I am keeping an eye out on grants and reports that are due, and I'm ready to hire and advertise for a grant writer as soon as possible. As far as our membership goes, I would like to let you know that the office is paperwork free. Everything has been archived and put away, and we should not have much paperwork in the future with our paperless system. Planning for the holiday drive is happening again December 11th through the 15th. So all food donations have been secure. We ordering special tote bags as thank you gift with Music is the Movement logos on them. And our membership director is also working on gift guide donation accounting all throughout the end of December. Finance, McCray, our finance coordinator, will be on sabbatical until December 1st, and Alex, our finance assistant, is working for doing her duties. The reconciliation for our first month of the fiscal year looks great. We raised more than we had budgeted, so we raised $42,324,000. Instead of $38,695,000 that we had budgeted. And we also spent less than we had budgeted. We spent $73,100, and we had budgeted that we would spend $74,436. And our CPB check is on its way for about $70,000. Well, this is it, folks. This has been my first episode of the Station Manager Monthly Report. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening to News from the Boo. And next week, Mike Crenshaw will be your host.